Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Class, do you remember me saying, got 22s, got 22s, got 22s? I've been saying it for months and months and months. I'm trying to tell you. Well, I just went to bulkammo.com. And I haven't bought anything from them ever, but I remember going there to see, how much a case of 22 long rifles were. And you could buy 5,000 of them for like $179. So $1.79 a box, $1.80 a box of 50. Well, now if you want to buy a box of 50 long rifle 22s, it's going to be about $4 if you can find them. And at the bulkammo.com, you go to click on bulk rimfire ammunition, click on that tab, and they tell you about it, but there's none for sale. So what I can see happening is people are stocking up their rifles, pistols, shotguns, revolvers, ammunition, shotgun shells is all disappearing off the shelves quickly. Why? I think people are finally figuring out that what we've been talking about is coming. I think it's already started, but that would be the Second American Revolution combined with the Second Civil War. And they want to be able to make sure they can protect and defend what little they have left. Rich Eben, any comments?
Well, yeah, I'd like to comment on quite a few things that you had said over the last half an hour that I was pretty quiet on. If it's okay with you, I'd like to discuss some of my articles with a comment for a little while, please. And because we have so much information, so little time. First of all, you were talking about tracking. We have a non-legitimate system, okay? We just one of the attacks is on small businesses, and you mentioned that as well. Now, you heard on the last break about some TikTok propaganda, okay? TikTok, as this audience knows, is Chinese-owned, and they say there's not going to be any coordination between Beijing and TikTok to give information. That's a bunch of crap. I mean, we have professors in our colleges, scientists, who have been caught not only giving information to China, but literally taking money on a monthly basis for it. And here's an article right here. U.S. certainly looking at banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps, says Pompeo. Well, Mr. Pompeo, you should have done this a long time ago. I can't believe all the ideas and solutions that the alternative media gives, that this show gives, and yet it's unbelievable how the people in government spend the majority of our taxpayer dollars manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. We give so many ideas, solutions, and suggestions, thinking outside the box, living outside the box, but yet we have lawlessness on the streets, unemployment, murder, rape going up, suicide, antidepressive drugs, business closures, drug overdoses, looting, riots. It's unbelievable. And yet government is so big, so corrupt, so manipulative, so overspending that all they care about is their position in their job. And it's not even a job. See, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations and you demand it and you eliminate hard work and proven results and qualifications and make it based only on what group you're in, you're doubting all values, especially people in that group. You've eliminated the rule of law. You've enabled and protected the most corrupt, biggest companies in our country and the world. So going back, pardon me, I digress here. So going back to tracking. Next article, Michigan passes controversial bill to microchip humans voluntarily to protect their privacy. I want you to think about the hypocrisy and double standards and double speak in that title of the article. Michigan passes controversial bill to microchip humans voluntarily to protect their privacy. Basically, they're starting a program where if you don't do what we say, or especially don't say what we want you to say, don't hang around with the people we tell you to do, don't have the behaviors that we sanction, you're not going to have commerce. That's what they're saying. This is very dangerous, folks. Next article, in regard to Vince's tracking comments. Bank of International Settlements, BIS, Innovation Hub. The gradual march towards central bank digital currency continues to advance. Folks, this is not going to change anything. Who owns the central banks? Who owns, who's going to control the people who control the central banks? They're going to continue to control the armies, the military-industrial system, the lands, food, regulations, ports, transportation, people. Just a few of the central banks, IMF, BIS, World Bank, UNCFR, six big banks own this. Deutsche Bank is one of them. They're broke. The UN has their fingers in this pie. Just a few names who own this. The World Bank, Rothschild, Bank of London, Berlin, Federal Reserve, Bank of Paris, Bank of Italy, Bank of Hamburg, Amsterdam, and Chase Manhattan, Rockefeller Bank of New York, and Goldman Sachs. These are the people who you're going to be answering to. It's not going to be any different. It's just going to be worse because control will be more centralized under a centralized cryptocurrency. They're going to say who can do commerce and who can't. I want you to think about how dangerous this is. This is why we need to wake up. And then I'm going to go to a few articles regarding COVID. Okay? WHO, the World Health Organization, quietly admits Chinese Communist Party will never reported coronavirus outbreak. Imagine my shock. Massive 4,000-person study on COVID in gyms. Zero participants caught the virus. Next article, coronavirus deaths in U.S. plunges as it hit record levels. Plunges. Stanford epidemiology chairman speaks out. He's saying how basically the predictions, the models were all wrong and the world is paying the price. Yeah, in lockdowns, in lawlessness, in unemployment, murder, rape, all the things I've talked about many times. Folks, the NIH and CDC has lowered the bars of standards and expectations. For the definition, they're using the word probable in cases. Everything's being revised. If you have 14 people go to a barbecue, and even if it's outside, and one person gets diagnosed with COVID-19, even though they are asymptomatic, which over 50% of the people are, they're saying, well, those 14 people are in the list. It's all illegitimate. I'm not saying, I have to say this disclaimer every time, and that is, I'm not saying this article is not a man-made geoengineered bioweapon. It is. I'm not saying that it's not a real virus. It is. I am saying that the agenda that I talked about on this show and that I've talked about on many shows, you know, getting rid of cash, getting rid of Patriot rallies, keeping Joe Biden locked in the basement so he doesn't say anything stupid, all this stuff that I've talked about for weeks, that's the agenda. This is why they need to create race wars, gender wars, sexual orientation wars, religious wars. They have to clog the news wires. They want to make sure the declassifications don't come out on Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation and all the Epstein names and the FISA warrants and all the documents related to Barack Obama, the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran, where Iran is offered an $80 billion reward for President Trump's head. using our dollars that was given to them by Barack Obama, or the documents about 9-1-1, or all the alternative energies out there that can make the little people have a better life. We need to wake up, people. The silent majority needs to speak up. That's where we're at right now. Okay, I'm going to mention some articles here to show, to connect the dots, to show where we are going, where we have gone. Shock video, BLM, Antifa rioter shoots driver trying to pass the protest line. And I don't make this up. These are all articles that are published in the public domain. Next article, I loved America until I went to college. Cut off the funding, President Trump, to all colleges, to the mainstream media, to the United Nations. We need to draft and reinstate the military. I know I'm being repetitive. We need to draft post-60-year-old people who have 15 years of successful private sector experience to teach our children. They have been socially and politically indoctrinated, and these kids, these young adults, should be suing the teachers, should be suing the educational system, should be suing the Democrat Party. Just like Burgess Owen says, the Democrats, and I'm paraphrasing what he said that all blacks should sue the Democrat Party. And here's speaking of Burgess Owen, here's an article. Anti-Colin Kaepernick, Burgess Owen wins primary. Please, Utah, vote him in. Please vote this courageous, intelligent, gutsy American into office. I remember when I used to be a Jet fan, when I used to be an NFL fan, I remember watching him in the secondary playing for the New York Jets. Okay, this man needs to be elected. And even the mainstream media is coming out with articles saying that he's running for, I think, Colorado or some other state. No, he's running in Utah. They want to distract. They want to dumb down. They want to delegitimize and discredit everything. Next article, Burgess Owen, there's no black national anthem. He's right. That's true. Because he is an American. He's not black. He's not male. He's not heterosexual. He's an American. And there's an article right here. I'm going to mention badass sheriff, a sheriff from Clay County in Florida says he'll deputize all his legitimate gun owners. Now that's an American right there. That is guts. So Sheriff Daniels, if you are listening or if any of your constituents and people in Clay County are listening, I want to congratulate you and thank you for saying it like it is. I'm going to go back to some articles of where we have gone. New York City murders spike 127%. Drug overdoses are soaring. Next article, Twitter ditches offensive, non-inclusive terms such as whitelist, man hours, he, him, his. I am not making this up. Next article, national parks are the latest target of systemic racist claim in America, saying that it's only white people going there. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The Twilight Zone writers in their time could not make this stuff up. And we will be back with more articles after the break. We really appreciate you being here, America. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I believe that you mentioned Sheriff Daniels of Clay County, Florida, deputizing gun owners in his county. 15 years ago, I met with the sheriff of our county here in Missouri, and I proposed exactly that. I said, Sheriff, times are going to be bad. They're not here yet, but they will be. And wouldn't it be better if you knew in advance who you could trust and who could rally to your side in turbulent times? Would that be good? He told me he wasn't interested. He was not interested at all. And he gave me some lame excuse about insurance regulations. And I said, well, that's easy to fix. All you have to... Isn't that interesting? Just as I started to say this, I started to see red bars blacking out the broadcast. And I said, that's easy to fix. All you have to do is have each one of us sign a document that says that we will hold you harmless for any actions that arise out of our volunteer position supporting the sheriff of our county. We hold you harmless. And he wasn't interested. So, you know, now if he calls and says, hey, Vin, remember 15 years ago? I don't know if I'll remember that. And I certainly am not going to volunteer to help him. That's where we are today. It's an absolute mess. And I wanted to mention one other thing, class. When you prepare for listening to Thursday's broadcast about the AR-15, build it yourself. And I'm not kidding about this. he also can do some research about finding a 22 caliber conversion kit for the AR-15. So you have a drop-in bolt and a replacement magazine, and you can shoot 22 long rifles, 22 long rifle cartridges out of your AR-15. I'm not kidding. It works. I know it works. I've done it. So I just wanted to mention that. So that's the broadcast for Thursday. Rich, I had a quick question about your new battery bank. So for about $1,500, you bought a complete set of batteries and lead acid, I assume. That should last another 8 years. Do you want to share your a brief experience about desulfators? Have you had, do you want to describe what that is and what you've done to prolong your battery life?
Well, I put on the desulfator that you do recommend. And, you know, to create a unit of measure that specifically mathematically proves that it does, I know it does. But for me to say with proof, I can't really give proof that a desulfator actually makes your batteries longer. But I will say this. Living off-grid, I've visited 200 off-grid homes in my experiences, okay? Everybody does it different. And the reason why everybody does it different, because everybody has different ideas and solutions. Everybody has different capital resources. Everybody has different skill sets. Everybody has different properties relating to how they do it, regarding their generator, regarding solar, maybe a few using wind. The best systems I've seen are hydro, which is very difficult to do because the powers that be and the government regulations require permits for putting one in your river, for example. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. I really recommend people doing a little reading and research. I have a very small system. It's 675 amp hours. I have about 1,400 watts of solar panels, and it is a deep cycle lead acid system. I just use the one of the most inexpensive batteries out there, the golf cart batteries, the T105s. Again, it's a 675 amp hour system. It's very simple. You don't even need my. I live in a dry cabin, folks. I literally have two water tanks upstairs in the loft that I fill up with water using a garden hose about once a month. And that's how I get water from my sink, and that's how I wash my dishes. I pour boiling water on my dishes, then I rinse the soap off with that. Then I have another tank that leads to my wood cook stove for 9 months out of the year when it's in use, so I can heat hot water with a 20-gallon water reservoir. I just do it different. I've always wanted to live this way, and I am from the metropolitan area of New York City. And so for those of you who live in urban and suburban America who are saying right now, well, I don't know how to do it, I don't have the skill sets, go to a battery store. Every battery store in any medium-sized town will have experts electricians who set up off-grid. Talk to these people. Consult with these people. It's very easy to do. And after the break, Vince, I like to finish these articles.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The White House is clearly pleased about the results of a new study of hydroxychloroquine, which shows the drug did help COVID-19 patients survive, even though scientists are still debating its use in the treatment of that illness. According to a study at Detroit's Henry Ford Health System, 13% fewer hospitalized patients died if they were given the drug. Speaking with reporters, White House advisor Peter Navarro said that, quote, science says there's a high probability that it has a prophylactic ability, and he's blaming the media for what he calls hydroxy hysteria. The girlfriend of a Fort Hood soldier could face 20 years in federal prison. She's been accused of helping her boyfriend dismember and bury a female soldier that he killed with a hammer on an army base in Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
International students could get forced out of the United States if their institutions offer online-only courses amid the coronavirus pandemic. In that case, students on F1 and M1 visas must leave the country or make other arrangements, like transferring to a school that offers in-person instruction to remain a lawful status. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency making that announcement in a news release late yesterday. Actor Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard are in a London court at this hour in connection with a libel case against the Sun tabloid over accusations of domestic violence. The paper accused Depp of beating his wife and said that there were overwhelming pieces of evidence. And at one point in court, Depp's lawyer read a transcript of a 2015 recording in which Heard was talking about how she was the one throwing the punches. The Sun's publisher is standing by its article, though. The Kansas City Chiefs and Super Bowl winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes making history on a record-breaking contract extension that exceeds $500 million. The former league MVP signed a 10-year deal yesterday worth $503 million, with $477 of that in guarantee and a no-trade clause. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Fox, I know there's something
it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
About today's broadcast is the crisis of confidence. We can't believe anything that we hear from the media. We can't believe anything that we hear from the government. Conflicting reports. It's awful. And how does a person plan for the future in this environment? You can't. Rich Eben?
Yeah, well, again, we're seeing the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. And I've connected the dots many times, how it delegitimizes work, delegitimizes the rule of law, and creates liability immunity towards the big corrupt corporations and big government. And that's what a fascist state really is. Now, I'm going to mention a few more articles here, Vince, because we're running out of time. Seattle police dismantled shop after protesters threaten the $7 million house of the mayor. You see, folks, it's the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. It has nothing to do with black or white or what shade of skin pigmentation you have or what gender you have or what a gender you identify as or sexual orientation or religion. It's about a communist insurrection. They are following the playbook, the template, the flow chart for destruction using Marx, Alinsky, Cloward, and Piven, the Frankfurt School. It's all in writing. This is why I have spent also many times reading excerpts from these publications. Next article, University of Massachusetts nurse, Dem fired for saying everyone's life matters. See, now they're controlling, what we say and speech and discrediting, demonizing, or delegitimizing anybody who even uses common sense, logic, and the rule of law. And I've said this before, BLM is not a legitimate charity. It is a money laundering shell company for Democrats. It is not legal. Look up Act Blue. It's basically a shell company that's bankrolling Democrat candidates. We need to read and research. Don't believe anything we say on this show. You have to do it yourself. And then the silent majority needs to stand up and speak up. And we have to use truth. This is why I say stand for principle. Three criteria, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. One. Number two is truth. And number three is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. Next article. Communist China providing automatic weapons to Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Folks, that should speak for itself. Read and research, look up, follow up, verify. Next article, BLM protester dies after being struck by car on a Seattle freeway. Well, this article doesn't fit the narrative. That's why the mainstream media didn't discuss it. This comes from the alternative media, the new media, because the driver in this Jaguar who struck the person on the Seattle freeway happened to be black, so it didn't fit the narrative. Now, here's an article that should piss everybody off. Robert De Niro's restaurants and hotels took in $28 million in coronavirus relief loans. Here, you're paying a multi, I understand from my reading, he has a net worth of at least $500 million. And he took $28 million of coronavirus relief loans, which, like Vince said earlier, is not a loan from you, the taxpayers, that you're paying for through inflation or money printing. How many times have we talked about this on this program, folks?
Rich, I've got one question for you. I've got a question for you. I downloaded the database, the entire database of who got the money.
I'm going to get
and,
there.
Okay.
Go ahead if you want.
Well, here's the question. I mean, I looked at it, and I was scratching my head. You know, I see these amounts, and I see the ranges of the amounts, and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars minimum, okay? And I can't figure out who got the money. And the government says, you know, to be transparent, we're showing you who got the money. They're not showing you who got the money. They're showing you some of the amounts, and they're showing you the categories, and they're showing you the states. And they're also showing you a secret number that only they can decode as to who actually got the money. So you can't tell who got the money. I mean, there some people have been decoded, but the vast majority, probably like 99.99%, no clue who they are. Is that what you found as well, or am I just confused?
Well, let me give you an article with a little more specificity and detail. It's not just in the loans. Also, the Federal Reserve now, folks, is purchasing millions of dollars in debt from companies like Warner Media, owner AT&T. $16 million just from them, $13 million in debt issued to NBC Universal owner Comcast, $4.5 million in debt issued by Fox Corporation. Folks, they are half. We have five or six companies, half is owned by China regarding the mainstream media and these companies. Okay, there's a very few amount of people who are controlling all information. It's not just Fox and Comcast and AT&T. It's a debt liquidity program spurred on by this coronavirus pandemic to provide liquidity to the corporate debt market paid for by you. So while the central bank is set to purchase billions of dollars worth of investment-grade debt from companies on the secondary market over the coming months, you're going to be paying for this. So the Fed is buying ETFs, electronically traded funds, focused on corporate debt, but this is just the beginning. It's a total scam. When you buy bonds, you're buying debt. Okay, there's so many. It's not just these companies. It's even Microsoft. I've mentioned it's Activision Blizzard. It's Walmart. It's PepsiCo. It's Boeing. It's UPS and other blue chip companies. Folks, this is a scam. The central banks are buying debt from Walt Disney, Discovery, Viacom, Amazon, Alphabet, which is Google, and many companies. And they're going to be doing this over the coming months. We are literally paying for all this. I have an article right here that shows about the soaring income inequality, where lower income households had the highest growth in 1980. But it's crossed. Basically, the super wealthy are garnishing all the income growth, and the little guy is losing everything. I have these articles here. Inequality, because of these fake policies, these corrupt fascist policies, are destroying the bottom 93%. When I talk about this stuff, I'm always looking at the clock on my computer. I'm prepared with so many more articles than I discuss because I don't have the time. And then when I get to the articles, I shortcut everything and in order to give context of messaging, but I don't have the time. We've talked about all this welfare for the rich. I've given hours and hours of lectures on this. Printing money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, where banks don't even need to have $1 for every 10 they lend anymore. Stock buybacks. I've given hours of lecture on stock buybacks, on how it really benefits the super wealthy, because you're not putting money into R&D people, employees, or anything. Basically, the elite in the companies is cashing in their stock options. So they're creating new debt, more acquisitions and merger, which means consolidations, and all the money is going to the little people. No new products, no new service, nothing for the people. We've talked about how robotics, automation, artificial intelligence are taking jobs. We're talking about how the money printing is going to the subsidies, the special interests, the PACs, and the lobbying. We talked about Congress doesn't represent the people. We've talked about how when you lower the bars of standards and expectation for printing, getting jobs, and using group identity politics, it disincentivizes and delegitimizes work, value, and the whole process along the way. Basically, we're seeing the consequences of this. Bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies are going up. We've talked about economic cycles. We've talked about central banks, Keynesian economic policies, and the demographic situation we're entering, along with group identity politics, and how it's destroyed lending. When you lend, when all this leads to all these inequality and increased debts, this lending leads to a decrease in money supply, except for the printing of money, which is done by illegitimate means, which goes to the elite. So when these loans are even repaid, they're not recreated. So this deflates the bubbles, creates from cheap, non-legitimate money. The money gets shuffled around through creative accounting and gets put in non-productive, non-earning activities, which discredits the whole system. This is where we're at. We are in a twilight zone, Orwellian nightmare. We're in uncharted territory. Definitions and facts and truths no longer mean anything. know, Vince, when you were talking about how you suggested to your sheriff, and you've told me this story privately before, have you noticed that when Vince talks, or pretty much all or most of the instructors, I can't say all every time because that's an absolute term, we are literally, we're never saying, oh, we got the last laugh. I never hear Vince says, I told you so. Everything that we do and we say, we use facts, we use articles, we use economic and financial data, we dovetail that with social and political consequences. And we do it for the benefit of the people, the bottom 93%, so you can see what's happening. So what they do is they're psyoping you by saying, oh, well, those people got to be controversial extremists, racist, bigots, sexist, misogynists, homophobes, conspiracy theorists, intolerant, violent haters with an anti in front of every word, ism, and phobia on the back of the world. No, we're using math. When we say what's coming, we don't just say it because we're shooting from the hip. We don't just say it because we want to make ourselves seem right. We're not saying it because we're manufacturing the perception of our self-importance and self-preservation. We're doing the opposite. We are saying the truth and willing to be hated for doing so. And now we have a non-legitimate
system. And it's working pretty well. If you check Ron Gibson's channel and you find the thumbs down, which means we hate these guys. You know,
these are the trolls. These are the computer bots who are doing this. People realize this. I believe there's a major wake up. I believe the last year there's a huge wake up call, and that's why we are connecting the dots for the people. Just like when we talk about lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Just when we talk about eliminating rights, restitution, and the rule of law for people who are being targeted. When we talk about runaway power. When we talk about enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the world with liability immunity, which creates wealth inequality and illegitimacy and fascism and enforcing fraud and destroying capitalism, we give specific examples. We use articles. We use math. We use economics.
Yeah, Rich is talking about delivering cancer on your breakfast, lunch, and dinner plates and being immune from it. We're talking about companies like Monsanto. Looking back, I just have a quick comment about the government's food boxed aid program, and it falls short. Just one more thing. Don't believe the government's going to help you. Don't believe the food banks are going to be there. Don't believe it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this broadcast, the last 2 hours, should have shaken you to your core. We talked about how you can be locked out of your own car, prevented from getting in your own car. You own it, or at least maybe you lease it or make payments on it, or you might own it, but you can be locked out of it. Or you could be locked in it and can't get out of it. And in either situation, you would need professional or expert or knowledgeable help to get you extricated from that situation. I kid you not. On Reuters, quote, the Farmers to Families Food Box Program, one of several government efforts to relieve struggling Americans, aimed to take food from farmers, typically produced for restaurants, and deliver it to millions of people who have lost their jobs or were otherwise hit by the coronavirus lockdown. But the program has drawn criticism from food banks, analysts, and some U.S. senators for awarding contracts to often inexperienced vendors that were unable to source the food and deliver it in a timely manner. We're talking about a $1.2 billion program. The government says, we didn't do so well. This is the U.S. Department of Agriculture trying to feed people because another department in the United States government locked the country down. They locked the country down. They said, oh, we got to feed some people or they're going to die. So they figured they maybe should deliver some food that the farmers can't deliver to market because the government shut the restaurants down. So the government shuts the restaurants down. The government locks people out of their jobs. Then the government tries to get food to them, and they can't do that either. They can't get anything right. Nothing. The whole point of what I'm saying is you're on your own. I'm not kidding. You're on your own. And if you haven't been paying attention, you're going to be suffering worse for this. You need to pay attention. You need to make your own decisions. You need to start your own garden. You need to learn, buy books, and you can get them. And you get them cheap. You can get them from the junk stores like Joey and I and Rich Sheban do. You don't have to pay full price. You get books on how to do almost everything for a dollar or two each. That's what you need to do. You need to get moving right now. And don't depend on anybody. You are in charge. The best thing that you can do is depend on your family. That's the best thing you can do. And if you're fortunate as I am, and Rich Sheban, and a few of our other instructors are, you'll have some really good friends that can help you. Other than that, you're on your own. Get moving. Rich Sheban? I'm furious.
Absolutely. You know, one of the reasons I came out with this Maxwell story, which is Epstein's right-hand person regarding the pedophilia blackmail network, is because it shows the articles that I mentioned about the judge ordering an Epstein accuser to destroy files, her going to a New York City jail where this Judge Allison Nathan assigned basically, she has previously served special assistance to the Obama and White House counsel, and this judge, Allison Nathan, was assigned to her. The whole system is non-legitimate. There's no credibility. The lawyers and judges are bought and paid for. And I think a lot of these lawyers and judges and bankers and politicians and Hollywood actors, so to speak, and CEOs and executives, I think I personally, from what I've been reading, not to mention the Anthony Weiner laptop, which holds a lot of Hillary Clinton's emails and information on pedophilia that the New York City cops did not want to release, I think that everybody is so bought and paid for that we're in a non-sustainable, illegitimate system across the board. And when people try to talk about what's happening, we're being eliminated from commerce, demonetized. We're being deplatformed. We're being shadow banned, censored, surveilled. You know, this is why everything needs to be decentralized, because the powers that be want to centralize. It's more of an aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs, and not as much left-right paradigm as you think. So when you have these addictions to power, money, and control like the elites have, they're going to do the censoring and surveilling and the hacking and the cookies and the computer viruses. And we have to remember that a lot of this big tech that you own stocks in, the Googles and the Amazons and all this, they have billions of dollars of contracts with the CIA for cloud services. This is why whistleblowers who work for big tech, who work in law enforcement, who work in the FBI and the CIA intelligence agencies, you are heroes, and we need you desperately right now. And to be honest with you, the fact that Maxwell is arrested, how come these names are not coming out? Is our whole system corrupt to the point where it's 100% illegitimate? If the names don't come out by the thousands, America will fall. I'm telling you right now, this is it. This is the time. If the names do not come out from Maxwell, America will fall, because no one's going to believe anything. Thank you for being here, America. We really appreciate you.
Rich Sheban, thank you so much for your advice and counsel and your research. I know you spend hours and hours and hours all week long to prepare for this. I certainly appreciate it. I know our class does. That's Rich Sheban, live in Montana. We've got nothing to say for us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.